How are you, Tony?
I'm good, Scout. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know it's been a while. Let's not make it this long next time.
Don't, and The Long Night was such a great film, and Halloween. We've talked a bunch of times,
No, I love it.
I reach out to you on social media and you snub me. I'm just
What do you mean? Do I really? You know, it's really hard to know who's who on that thing. And I also I get so many messages.
Oh,
Do
I'm
we
sure you
follow each
do.
other, Tony?
I do. I follow you.
Okay, I don't follow you. I'm gonna make a note to follow you. Then it'll actually go to my primary.
I think you're brilliant on those podcasts. I just.
Oh, thanks.
Well, first of all, congratulations on The Best Man. I mean,
Woo!
when I heard the title, I said, "Oh, another comedy." And then, wow, I was clenching the seat, with my hands and other things. And
I love it.
it's
Podcast,
a
what a
thriller
podcast.
from top to bottom, and you do such a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's fast paced. You know, it doesn't stop, which is so great. I mean, I had such a blast filming it and being able to watch it and see it come together. It's cool.
What do you learn on set from somebody like Dolph Lundgren?
Oh God. How to just how to just be cool. Literally, how to just be an awesome person. I mean, he's like his energy and his aura is just captivating to say the least. I mean, he's such a gentle giant and so smart and such a presence to be around. I think I was kind of a little shy little schoolgirl because I was just like, my God, you are just so epic. And I'm so honored to be in your presence. So it was really amazing getting the chance to work with him.
And Brandon and Luke are no slouches either. I mean, those guys can do anything.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've had the opportunity of working with Brendan a couple of times. So he's one of my favorite people to work opposite. And I'm really, really, really lucky that he was my partner in this. Because I swear we're kind of similar beings, especially when it comes to acting. The way that we're kind of on and off, and we're very, very goofy. Our humor is the same. So it was a blast being able to work with him. And Luke, I mean, what movie haven't I seen that Luke, has done? I mean, I've been a fan of Luke's for forever. So being able to work with him was also a dream as well.
Does music play a role in how you enter into a character's mind? I mean, do you hear cadences and rhythms in the characters that you take on?
That's interesting. You know, a lot of actors are that way. I'm personally not that way. I don't know. I'm an oddball, really. I really, really don't know any other person that's able. Actually, I was just watching behind the scenes stuff of Scream, and Jenna Ortega and I are very, very, very similar with how we approach or not approach a role. Where it's, I feel like with music, I probably with music, it's kind of like my safe space. Like kind of, I want to drown out the world. And with acting, I don't think that would be necessarily great if I just drowned out everything. I think I need it. But yeah, that's some actors do that.
Do you enjoy roles with physicality in them? Some action on your part?
Yes. I do not enjoy a girl that just sits around. Like that's not me. My favorite, I mean, I've been a fan of Resident Evil, Alien, those type of women. So action, the more movement, the more, stuff like that, the better. I mean, I'm marrying a stunt man, so I better like action.
But now, see, I'm flustered now because you took me completely off guard.
Sorry.
But in this film, though, this is like what I wanted to get to was this is like an orchestra, this film, because it builds like a symphony, and then you've got this wonderful, wonderful release, and it's just so satisfying to watch.
Oh, I love that. I love how you describe that. That is so beautiful. I'm going to use that.
Please do.
It was great.
So, I mean, was that on the script from when you got it?
Oh yeah. I mean, I could, the script was very well written. I mean, that was instantly why I said yes to it when I did get the offer. I mean, it flows very, very beautifully. And you can, yes, you can tell when something is off in music, as if something is off in a script or a movie, you can tell, you know, and this one definitely does flow very, very, very nicely.
And with the caliber of actors that you have working around you, were you all allowed to go off script a little and riff?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something kind of you need to know as a director coming in, working with experienced actors. They're not always going to want to say what is on the page. And other actors know that when you're working with someone. I mean, we're all experienced enough that we know how to, you know, pick up the pieces or work with each other to make a beautiful harmony, if you will. So yeah, there was definitely a lot of freedom that we had, which I think every actor loves.
And being on as many sets as you've been on and in different productions and all that, do you want to step behind the camera more and more and direct and produce?
Yes. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I am starting to make that step and I'm starting to put it in a lot of people's ears so I can do that. It's interesting. Like, you know, I'm a team player. And I've been on these sets long enough to know how each and every department is run. And when I do step into a lot of these independent films, I kind of already take some of those places. I'll notice when shots are missing something, or I'll notice when a call sheet is off and needs to be a little bit more organized. Like, I'll already like kind of click into those things without even realizing it. So I am so ready to direct. It is crazy. How much I'm like, I want to direct something right now.
Well, and putting that out to the universe, would it be a comedy or a drama that you would want to start with?
You know, it's crazy. I have like three scripts being written right now with different writers. And one is a comedy, one is a horror movie, and another is like an action comedy thing. So there's definitely nothing that I'm afraid of directing, but it would be very, very special if my first thing was a horror genre, because I really, really know that genre very, very well. And by doing so many of those movies, I know what the fans want to see. But yeah, my co-star of my podcast, Danielle Harris, and I are in works of doing sort of kind of a movie a year in that genre.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we're like, why haven't we done this? Like, we should have been doing this years ago.
So, you know, a movie a year could be translated into like a mini series
That's kind of the idea. It's kind of taking like the formula that that Ryan Murphy kind of does. He uses the same people, different storylines, but kind of all go with one another, which is what I find attractive to like sort of what he does. So.
You seem to be one of the busiest ladies in Hollywood. You're always doing something. Is that just how you grew up?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's I've been doing this since I was eight, so maybe I just don't know any better. Like a lot of times, even Danielle is like, "You need a break." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Yeah, I'll get a break when I have kids." I don't have kids now, so and my safe space, my where I feel complete is on a set. Of sorts. Like, I mean, even my buddy, I have another movie coming out the day after The Best Man called Bury the Bride, which is with Spider One, who's Rob Zombie's brother. Mm-hmm. And that movie's coming out on Tubi, and he's directing a movie in June. And I was like, you need a great AD. I'll be your AD. He's like, if you're not doing a movie, I will hire you as my AD. Like, got it.
Wow. You get some camera experience in there too.
Yeah, I would love it. I love it. I think if we didn't have the crew, we wouldn't have movies. We owe a lot to the crew.
Do you want to go back to live performances too? I mean, do you enjoy theater?
Wow. I swear, are you like a fly on my wall right now?
I am.
Have you been sitting in my apartment? I literally was talking to my fiance and I was like, I want to do theater again. Like I miss that. I haven't done that since I was 18 years old. I would love to do theater again.
I could see you directing Dracula.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
Oh yeah.
I saw it on Broadway with Raul Julia years ago, and it was like amazing.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. I know this new path that I have with directing and that sort of world, I feel like some exciting things are going to happen with it. I really, really do. I feel it in my gut. I feel it in my core. And you know, it's happening now, better late than never. And there's a
Late.
reason that it's happening now.
Late. You're a child. You're a
Yeah.
kid.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
When you're not being America's best actress, what do you do for hobbies?
Oh gosh, what do I do for hobbies? I'm very much into nature, so I'm usually at a national park, or I'm like camping somewhere, or I'm attending Burning Man, or I'm going to yoga. That's my,
Or all at once, just
or
everything.
all at once. Yeah.
Yeah. And there
Yeah.
is your horror movie right there.
Yeah, there it is. Or I'm
Murder at
trying to
Burning
come up
Man.
with another pitch idea for a project is probably what I'm
I
doing.
come up with all kinds of weird stuff. And
And send it on over. Send it
yeah.
on over, Tony.
Yeah, Frankenstein, but he solves crimes.
Done.
It's always a delight to talk. I always have a good time when I
Oh.
chat with you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I always have a great time chatting with you too.
That's because you're brilliant, and you love this business, and it really, really shows in not just your work on screen, but the projects that you get involved with. You wouldn't do this and do so many if you didn't love it.
Yeah. I mean, and we all start somewhere, and then people are like, why do you do all these like, you know, indie movies or whatnot? It's like, because we all started, you know, like we all have the same, like, I mean, obviously the story isn't the same, but like we all started somewhere and we're all in this together. If we don't have the support of one another and trying to create these movies, then, you know, like, what are we doing? You know, I'm a big believer in supporting one another and being on set no matter how big or how small it is.
Exactly. We all went through the student film stuff and working for free and working, and learning the craft, and it's giving back in a way.
Very, very true. Very, very true. That's what it does feel like sometimes.
When you talk with younger actresses and actors, what do you tell them about this business?
You know, I'm very realistic. You know, the business has changed so much and it's constantly changing and will constantly be changing. I mean, you've got to have a backbone. That's one thing. And you've got to be really, really strong, have a really, really great armor, and just you can't give up. You know, like so many doors are going to be slammed in your
Oh.
face, but so many more are going to open, and or just the right ones are going to open. I believe in the universe, you know, I believe the universe has a plan for us. Like it'll all make sense. All this hard work, all these projects that you lost or whatever, it will make sense in the end.
Russell Crowe one time told me that he said, actors are nothing more than professional auditioners.
Yeah.
And we only stop auditioning when we get a job.
And then we're like, wait, what, how, we're on set?
What's this?
Now, what is this? There's food?
Final kind of question. What do you like to chew on the crafty cart?
Oh, what do I not
What's
like?
your favorite
Crafty. Oh, God, they have to like pull me away from the crafty. I like I like these fruity gummy bears. I'm always eating those things, or I'll grab some Fritos.
Interesting, salt or sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I don't eat that normal, like in my normal life, only when I'm on set.
Yeah. And I'm a fly on your wall, and I know that your oat milk is spoiling. You got to
Yeah.
get that new
Oh,
one.
thank you. I gotta go check that really quick,
Yeah.
actually.
Check the expiration date on that. Scott, I adore you, and congratulations on everything. Not only that, but in your private life too, all this wonderful news, and I'm
You.
excited for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tony. That means so much to me.
I adore you. And listen, I'm following you on the Twitter and all of that stuff and Instagram.
Instagram. Yes. Instagram. Yes. And I'll make a note to try to hunt you down so I can follow you. So I can
Please. Your messages. Yeah, you probably have 10,000 messages from me. Yeah, like, someday we're going to do a longer interview. And I'd just love to just sit and chat about your childhood and all of that. But
that sounds great.
You're a terrific actress and you're in the right business.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll speak soon with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.